This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Authorities in the U.S. state of Texas admit it was wrong for police to wait about 45 minutes before pursuing the gunman in a Texas school who killed 19 students and two adults earlier this week. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Throughout the attack, teachers and children repeatedly called 911, including a call from one girl.
She asked 911 to please send the police now.
The director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, Colonel Stephen McCraw, says there was no excuse for it. It was the wrong decision to wait.
I wasn't there, but I'm just telling you, from what we know, we believe there should have been an entry at that as soon as you can.
Why did they wait?
A decision was made that this was a barricaded subject situation. There was time to retrieve the keys and wait for a tactical team with the equipment to go ahead and breach the door and take on the subject at that point.
McCraw says Border Patrol agents eventually used a master key to open the locked door of the classroom where they confronted and killed the gunman. I'm Ed Donahue.
Russian-backed separatists Friday claimed to have captured the center of Lyman, a key railway hub in the Donbas. Other Russian forces managed to encircle most of Severodonetsk, the easternmost city under Ukrainian control, with some reports indicating Russian forces are also now in the city itself. Ukrainian officials in Severodonetsk said 90% of the city has been destroyed by shelling. But Luhansk regional governor Serhii Haidai remained defiant in a message Friday on social media. He said Russians will not be able to capture Luhansk region because Ukraine has enough strength and resources to defend itself, but he admitted that retreat is possible in order to avoid being surrounded by Russian troops. This is VOA.